It's Faith Radio Mornings with Ted and PK. We welcome back to the studio right now Bill English, the CEO of MindSharp and founder of BibleandBusiness.com. So, Bill, I remember back when I was little riding a bike and learning how to stand on two wheels on my own, you know, without training wheels. My dad would run behind me and hold onto the seat and then let go. And I would say, don't let go yet. No, don't let go yet. I'm not ready. And there's a business principle in here somewhere, isn't there?
There is. And I got to tell you, my dad didn't hold onto the seat.
Oh, yeah? He just said go, huh?
He just said, all right, boy, you're on your own, son. You know, if you fall, go to your mom. I'm going to go watch a football game.
Yeah.
Seriously. But what you're really speaking about is risk. And what does the Bible have to say about assuming risk? Now, I don't have a full study out there at my BibleandBusiness.com site, but I do have several blog posts on it. And what I'd like to do is to start out talking about the assumption of risk and what the Bible might have to say about it. And the first place that I want to go is Proverbs 22 and verse 3. You can probably hear the pages here. A prudent man sees danger and takes refuge, but the simple keep going and suffer for it. So one of the first things that we learn about assuming risk is that we take refuge. We see the danger and we take refuge. Now, when you're running a business, what that really means is that you buy insurance, because insurance is a way to shoulder or share the risk with somebody stronger who is more able to assume that risk. I know there's a lot of insurance company bashing today in America, but insurance companies do a great deal for us in terms of the assumption of risk on our behalf. We pay them a premium and they assume all kinds of risk for us. And, you know, the other thing is you don't get scared of the risk. Later on in Proverbs, there is a verse that says, and I'd have to go find it, but there is a verse that says, do not be afraid of sudden disaster. Okay? Don't be afraid of sudden disaster, because God is in control. In Philippians 4:19, he will meet your needs. So in the brief amount of time that we have here, let me just let me give you some principles that I have gleaned from the scriptures. I won't have time to go into the scriptural elements behind these. But first of all, the risk assumed by your business should support and further the core purposes for running the business. Now, in weeks past, I have gone over those three purposes for running a business. But it is about products, providing products that allow the community to flourish. It is about passions, making sure that you give people a structured way to express their individual passions. And it's about profits, making sure that you provide sustainability for your business through profits. So the risk that you assume should further those three purposes that God has given us for business. Secondly, the risk should not require you to violate your core values. And really, this is the next one is a judgment call. It should be proportional. The risk assumed should be proportional to the potential reward. There's no hard and fast formula for that. But as a business owner, you are always going to be risking. A lot of people think that you risk at the beginning like a startup.
Right.
And then after you're profitable, well, the risk is kind of gone. Think again, people. You talk to any business owner and they will tell you that they risk every day. What I tell people is I'm always about 3 to 5 decisions away from bankruptcy.
Oh.
So my core decisions always have risk in them, and it's true of every business owner. And finally, risk, when we talk about sharing risk with the insurance companies, when you are operating under the direction of God and the Holy Spirit is leading you in your business and you assume a risk, you can be assured that that risk is being shouldered by God.
Mm.
And that's better than an insurance company.
Amen.
And I'll tell you what, when he shoulders that risk, he may not protect you from the negative consequences of it, but you can be assured in Philippians 4:19 that he will meet your needs according to his riches. And that's the greatest insurance you're ever going to have, according to his riches in Christ Jesus. Assuming risk, it's something that we do every day as business owners. Let's just be smart about it and make sure we're operating under the direction of the Holy Spirit.
Well, I'm happy to say I ended up riding a bike. And so when you take
Yay.
That risk, there are rewards, right? So, thanks for coming in today, Bill English. Again, joining us, the CEO of MindSharp, founder of BibleandBusiness.com. Visit that website to learn more, BibleandBusiness.com.